Right, Derek, could I have your full name, if that's all right?
Derek Ian Little.
And I don't know if you're retired or what...
Retired.
And what did you do in the past?
I worked for a firm in Nottingham. We manufactured, wholesaled and retailed picture frame mouldings to the trade.
Okay. And if you don't mind asking your date of birth?
16th of March 1935.
And where you were born and where you lived as a child?
Nottingham, and I lived in Nottingham as a child.
All right, okay. And what did your parents do?
My father worked for the GPO in Nottingham all his life.
And your mum, was she?
Oh, she was a housewife. Okay. She worked odd times, but generally she just ran the house.
Okay. Now, do you remember your first school and what it was?
It was Scotland Road Infants. The I suppose in those days the normal local authority school.
Sure. And do you remember being taught any history there at all?
Not specifically, no.
Any sort of stories about famous dead people or anything?
Oh, yes, that kind of thing. But apart from that, not, as you might say, not specifically history in the way, that we understand.
Right, but sometimes people are taught about King Alfred or that sort of thing. Do you remember anything like that?
Well, I could have been. I really can't specifically remember, to be truthful.
Okay, fair enough. And... did you change school at all before you were 11, or did you just stay there?
No, I passed the entrance exam to Nottingham High School when I was 8. And I was in the preparatory school for 3 years.
Okay.
Then you move over to the main school when you're 11.
And when you went to the preparatory school, was there any history teaching there, do you think?
Oh, yes, but... I can't remember any particular detail about it, to be honest. Not for any reason. I just can't remember.
Okay. And so at 11 you went to the
main
sort
school.
Of senior part
yeah.
of that. And do you remember any kind of history teaching there? When you got there?
According to what form you were in, A, B or C type of thing, of any year, you were taught about certain things. I can't remember any particular detail, to be honest.
Right, okay. And what about as you went up the school? Do you remember anything then?
You were taught different periods in different years.
Right.
Was the thing really. And then at O level age, you were given a choice, or we were given a choice. You could either do history or French, and I think I didn't really have much of a choice, and I did French, and for a number of years, in fact, until I met my wife. I suppose it was slightly in abeyance, as you might say, and
right.
It's just that we've been discovered a mutual interest kind of thing, and we pursued it since then, you know, in various ways.
And so why you obviously gave up history relatively young, can you remember anything about it when you were taught it? Do you know, was it just taught from the blackboard or with textbooks?
I should think it was during the war. I should think it was slightly old-fashioned textbooks, in as much as, of course, they didn't print many books anyway. But
so you didn't have any trips or
no, nothing like that.
Or radio or at all?
No, nothing like that. I think, in fact, the only thing I can remember at all that you might have called a slightly out of school activity connected with history was being taken to see the Olivier Henry V film.
Oh yes.
Specifically in large groups at a cinema in Nottingham.
Right, okay. And did they give you any of the historical background to that, do you think?
Oh, I should think they must have done at the time, but Broadly speaking, with being changed over, as you might say, and not being allowed to do O level history, I never did much history beyond about Elizabeth the First, slightly further on than that type of thing, but
right, because it all just went up chronologically, did it?
Yeah.
So when
yeah.
you gave up, that was
it was kind of more or less chronological blocks,
right?
That kind of thing, you know.
Right. So if you gave up at 14 or something,
yeah, you know, 14 or 15, or say 15, when you were then preparing to do your O level, say the following year, that kind of thing.
So why did you choose not to do history, or did it kind of choose not to do you? How did it? Did you choose to do French because you preferred it, or you just they thought you were better at French?
It might possibly have been slightly that. I don't often remember being given a specific choice, but the choice was between the two.
Right.
But it might have been a case of, oh, you know, you can do French,
right,
kind of thing, you know.
So obviously, I mean, you didn't stay onto the sixth form anyway, did you? I think.
Is no.
That? And so you didn't do A level at all.
No, no.
So do you think it was taught well while you did study it at school?
Not really. Not really. It was very stilted. I'm trying to think of the right word. It was done in such a way, you know, this and this and this, and you will learn this.
So pretty boring, really.
Yeah, yeah, in that respect, yeah.
Did you find anything interesting in it at all?
Oh, I mean, it was obviously to an extent interesting, but it could have been a great deal more with a rather more imaginative method of teaching.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you that. What do you think would have made it better? Was that too hard?
Oh, more aids. But I mean, I suppose in those days it was wartime anyway, of course.
Yes, yeah.
1943-51, the period we're talking about. But therefore, in a way, you didn't. There weren't particular visits to different places, I suppose, in some ways, because there were, of course, during the war, different restrictions in any case.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really a method of teaching that did that kind of thing.
No, and you didn't even have pictures or maps or anything?
Oh, there was probably that kind of thing, and the various textbooks, but it was never what I would have called inspiring.
Yes.
Kind of thing, you know.
And does anything stick in your mind? Well, what sticks in your memory most from them, or if anything?
Of the history.
Yeah.
Not a lot in itself, I suppose. from occasionally. Back end of the war, when they were starting to allow more things to be done that weren't directly connected with that, with the war itself, and the Ministry of Works, as it was in those days, were allowing archaeological digs in certain instances. Say, I can remember going on one or two with my dad, who was a mad keen archaeologist. Under the auspices of the University of Nottingham, or University College as it was in those days. The great Professor Swinnerton, I remember. He ran it. He was the professor of history.
So that was really out. But nothing as interesting ever happened from your school at all?
No, not really. No, it was a case of blah blah blah, and you will learn this kind of thing. It was a slightly old-fashioned method of teaching, I suppose. And unlike my wife, for example, there were no particularly inspiring teachers, you know, that I had, kind of thing. But I suppose my interest was kept up in that respect. Didn't go digging with Dad on a regular basis, but went occasionally. He might say, "Oh, this might interest you," type of thing. We're doing an Iron Age dig up at the quarries at Ancaster, for example, or whatever. You know, would you come up? Would you like to come up and have a look? And I used to go up with him.
That's great. And do you think that the history you were taught at school, and obviously it was the Second World War, so it was rather specific, helped you to feel proud of being British at all? The actual history, what you're taught in history?
Oh, possibly, yeah, as a young lad type of thing. Yes, I suppose so, in a way. But not to any extent, say that sticks in my mind particularly. No.
And have you done any more history since you left school? There's a sort of, you know, there's sort of things like, well, obviously visits and those sort of things. I mean, yeah. Just things like those.
Time with that. We're a life member of the National Trust, actually, and we're members of English Heritage, and we do a lot of bed and breakfasting, say, around the country. Is our method of holiday, as you might say, to a large extent. We'll always pick areas where you think, oh yeah, that town or this particular building or whatever buildings look interesting, and we go round and look at them, you know, and or visit them, kind of thing. And get like this book, for example, get various books out of the library.
Yes. That's the one on the Cinque Ports.
That's the one
which
on
you've just visited.
Cinque Ports, which is the latest trip of ours that we've done down into Sussex. Watch a lot of TV programmes on television, of course. Always watch Time Team from when it started.
Yeah.
Because I was always highly amused at when I talked to people who were much more historians with degrees and whatnot, if I may put it that way, in various societies or whatever I belonged to. And they were always a bit about it, you know. But I've always thought that they were a good idea.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Well, it still is, but I mean, it's a good idea because it inspires interest.
Absolutely, yes.
Even if, like I say, they find various fossils on a site and somebody gets interested in that side of it. You know, it's all inspiration of interest. To be interested in different things. But,
and do you still do archaeological digs yourself?
No, I don't do it now.
That was really with your dad.
That was more or less with my dad, but I couldn't do it now anyway, in actual fact, because of, I suppose age, honest, and blood pressure.
Yeah,
but
and do you think, I mean, you obviously do quite a lot of history related activities. Mm. Now, do you think the history you were taught at school has any bearing on that, or is it
not really?
Yeah,
because
really
the idea something. Was that you will learn about these certain periods towards doing your O or A levels, kind of thing, and that was it. Almost as if whether you were actually interested or not is irrelevant. You will get your mind to absorb this detail.
Yeah.
Or this, you know.
So it's really since you've left school that you've come to be interested in
history. Yes, oh yes, yeah, yeah. And say more so over the last 40 odd years since we've been married. And I when I met Cyril, I found out that she was interested in history as well,
and
kind of thing.
And is there anything else that you'd like to say about being taught history that I haven't asked you about?
No, I suppose it was a, I mean, I wouldn't, it's difficult to criticise it really. I mean, I gained a lot from going to the school, you know, obviously, but in certain ways, say, for example, as we're saying with history, it was a case of absorbing certain knowledge in preparation for particular exams, and that was it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, you know. It was never even suggested. Oh, it, you know, it could be you'd like it if you if your family's going anywhere near so and so, you want to visit this place or that. You know, it just wasn't. But I mean, it was the times, I suppose, to an extent. In true, you know, in fairness. But no. Apart from that, I mean, there were obvious, like anything, there were times at school where you're more interested in a particular period that they happen to be dealing with at that time than others.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens, but I have to truthfully say that the teaching of that subject, anyway, wasn't particularly inspirational.
Okay. Okay, well, that's very interesting. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Oh, please.